Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend as well. The Christian life is a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. We ask the question, what's the essence of the faith? And it's so good to ask that question and to make sure we lay hold of it and we walk in it and we cooperate with what the Lord has done for us, wants to do in us and through us, and what he wants to do in his church, especially at a time like the one we're living in, when the church is in a kind of crisis and a great disruption is happening in the church, and it's destabilizing and it's confusing. But what's really going on, I believe, in part at least, not only is the Lord exposing the sin and the weakness and in some cases the hypocrisy in the church, but the Lord has come to purify his bride. The Lord loves the church. The Lord loves his bride. And he disciplines those whom he loves. And so he's doing a work of discipline, of correction. Some might say even judgment is upon the church. But it's always to bring the church back to her essence. Who is she? Why does she exist? What is the Lord doing in her? And of course, we see what he's doing in her most perfectly in the saints and those who are most conformed to the image of Christ. He's looking for radical holiness. He's looking for radical surrender, a new life in him that leads us to that life of love of God, love of neighbor, and a total commitment of a people who are so dedicated to Jesus and his mission that we're engaged in it in a deeply personal way, surrendered to it, expecting him to lead us and guide us in that process. And the Lord wants every one of the baptized, every single person that's baptized into him, to come into the fullness of what he intends for every single believer. The saints are just those who are further down the road, who have surrendered more fully, who have abandoned themselves more radically to the grace of God. But what we see in the saints is what God wants to produce in each and every one of us. So again, it's helpful to see in a moment like this when it's, again, so destabilizing for folks, it's easy to lose sight of what's most important. It's easy to get caught up in the frustration and the fear of the moment, the discouragement, to do just the opposite of what the Lord's looking for from us, which is to get our attention, to lead not only those who are at the center of the crisis to repent, but all of us to examine our own lives and to repent and conform our lives more fully to him, to be a part of this cleansing in whatever specific way the Lord is calling us to make a contribution to calling leadership to faithfulness, to the fidelity that they promised, not to bury our heads in the sand about that, but to see ultimately what's the Lord's end game. The Lord's end game is to purify his church. And that purification means for us to get to the heart of what it means to be Christian. What's the essence of it? What has Jesus come to do in our lives? What has he produced in us? And a number of weeks back, I was just talking about how the many misunderstandings that there are regarding what is really at the essence, what's the essence of Christianity, in a way which Pope Benedict XVI at one time had described the temptation, even within the church, to empty the figure of Jesus, the person of Jesus, of his full significance and his power, and to reduce the gospel and the mission, the good news of Jesus, to something more horizontal than vertical, something that's more focused on human effort rather than surrendering to the full plan and purpose of what Jesus himself is after in us. So Christianity is often reduced to a moral code, right? Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat. It's reduced to the commandments. In some places, it's reduced to another philosophy of life. So Jesus is a kind of philosopher, right? So it's like Platonism or Confucianism, something like that. Or it's just truth statements about God. We have a creed, we have a catechism. Even things as significant and as central as the Mass, rosary, private prayer, it's often reduced to prayer itself for some people. It's seen as a humanitarian, one of the great humanitarian institutions in the world, and our main mission is a humanitarian one, right? To better society, to help get engaged in the struggles of human society. Now, the church is in some way all of those things that are present, but it's not the essence. The essence of Christianity is new life. It's being brought from death to life. It's the action of God. It's brought about by the action of God, who is life itself, right? Who has come to save and rescue his people, those who are made in his image and likeness, and to save us from eternal death, eternal separation from him. That's the consequence of the fall of the human race, that is, the human race trapped in sin. Sin is rebellion against God. It's a no to God. It's refusal to give to God what belongs to God. Sin is a power, and it's a power that's at work in every single person. St. Paul said, every human being is born into sin, into slavery to sin. And Jesus has come to deal with the sin problem, which produces the death problem. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned, and as a consequence, cannot rise to that reality for which we're made, the destiny for which we're called to, which is to share in the life of God. That's what it means to fall from God's glory. And we don't have the resource within us to fix ourselves or even to fix the world. Most fundamentally, not a single human being, no collection of human beings, have a capacity or a power to deal with this central human problem, that we're dead in our sins, as St. Paul put it. And dead to what? Our soul, our spiritual life, our spirit is not alive in God. We're not able to be united to God because of sin. We're separated from God. And it's that separation from the source of life that makes it impossible for us to rise to the destiny of what we were made to be. So God loved the world. He loved us so much. He sent his son to deal specifically with this reality. So the good news of Christianity is essentially the good news of a new life. And the apostles talked about it in many different ways, right? Talking about Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A light has entered a world, this world, our world, your mind, my mind, your heart and mind. A light has come. We're just a month since we celebrated Christmas and Advent, the rest leading up to Christmas. The light is a great theme, the light that shines in the darkness. What is that light? The light is the revelation of God, who God is, which reveals to us our origin and our purpose and our destiny. It makes clear to us our fundamental identity, and it shines light on the truth that's in each person's heart and the reality that the assessment, the diagnosis that Jesus has made about the human race and the sin-sick condition of our hearts and our absolute inability to save ourselves, that it's true. This is light. But most fundamentally what the light is the life that's in Jesus. In him was life, and that life is the light of men. In 1 John, John the Apostle would say, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you. The eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. That's the game changer, friends. Jesus didn't just come to become one of us, to tell us to do a better job of following the rules, to obey the commandments, though he did that. Commandments are important. It's the pathway. It's the way to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's to live the life. It's what gives us a clear picture of what is the life that we're made to live. It's given to us in the commandments of God, in our Lord. But the essence of it and why Jesus came was to, as John said, to reveal the eternal life that was with the Father. Salvation means human beings connecting with that eternal life that's in God. And the reason we can access that eternal life is because Jesus, the eternal Son of God, took on human flesh. And in his person, heaven and earth were united. And human flesh, destined to dust and ashes and to death for each one of us, that same flesh, which could not rise to God's glory, is now radiating God's glory in the person of Jesus Christ. So John would say in the first chapter of his beautiful gospel, we beheld his glory, the glory of the only Son of God. We beheld his glory. What is his glory? The eternal life, the beauty, the majesty, the very life of God, he said, has come to us. And so Jesus came to give us a transfusion of life. The future of the human race is there and there alone. Artificial intelligence isn't going to get us where we need to go. Every human effort to extend human life another 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever, it's not enough. We can't deal with the sin problem. We can't solve it. We have no antidote for it on our own resources. The antidote is the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin. Only God, the one who is sinned against, only God can forgive us the sin that enslaves us and dominates our lives. And it's interesting. Look at the state of the culture. Look at the madness and the fear and the anxiety and the rage that's in our culture. It doesn't matter how rich we get. It doesn't matter how powerful we get. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's sad. I'm laughing because of the futility of the human race and the foolishness that characterizes our lives, to say that if we have more of this and more of that, and if we rely on ourselves and our own wits and our capacity, which we see as being fundamentally unlimited, that we will solve these problems. Can't do it. Can't be done. But it's God himself who comes to give to this race of people whom he loves good news. And it's good news only for those who understand their condition. If people say, no, we're fine. I don't need life. We've got what we've got cruising now and with our technology and our possibilities. We're going to extend our life. We don't need any other kind of life. Or there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need a new heart. I don't believe in sin. I don't believe I've ever done anything wrong in my life. All that. It's delusion. But the church, and this is why the Lord is purifying his bride, because many of the baptized, many of us, because of our weakness, because of the work of the flesh in us and the enemies that are set against us, the world that's set against God, the dimensions of this world that resist God and resist God's will, and of course the work of Satan himself, his dominions to lead us, to seduce us, and many have been seduced in the church to be conformed to this world, to be friends of this world in a way that the Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity with God. I begin to see my goal and my identity and my resources here in this world. I want to make it in this world. I want to pay attention to what the gods of this world are saying, what they value, as it were, rather than hearing what Christ has come, the diagnosis he's given us. It's so easy for the human race, friends, to live in denial of it, to run from it, and to say, there's nothing wrong with me. Jesus comes to give us good news. That's why the apostles said and declared that Jesus Christ is the Lord. In just those three titles, those three names, Jesus Christ and Lord, is the secret, the full revelation of why Jesus alone is the source of that life for us. And I just want to talk about the rest of this week to break that open. I hope you can join me. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.